Or
Fox's Jill Nato. A mysterious odor prompts the evacuation of the ER and OR at a New Hampshire hospital.
Officials are testing the air at Exeter Hospital in New Hampshire to try to figure out what gave 17 staff there headaches and nausea shortly after 9 a.m. Exeter's Dr. Neil Meehan says some patients were taken outside as a precaution.
No indication that this was life-threatening in any way.
Fox's Bill Marcus reporting. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Crazy Russian Vladimir wears no shirt while he's spreading fear. He's very fit. Putin is a dictator. Rose to power because he spent some time in the KGB. He'll never quit. Putin is a dictator. Dressed up like a Russian big game hunter. Trying hard to feed his power hunger.
Russian wonder.
Crazy Russian Vladimir wears no shirt while he's spreading fear. He'll never quit.
Oh!
Putin is a dictator.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACB. The final hour of your Friday happy hour, the final hour of the week. You'll forgive me. I just went out to check on Super Butt Doppler.
Indeed.
Still dry. Butt's still dry.
That's good news, though.
But I have seen some semi-ominous clouds develop out there. We'll get the forecast from Rich in just a second. And he'll be back in the studio with us on Monday, won't you?
Nope.
Oh. I've been misled.
Whoa, he's not coming back Monday?
He's coming back.
That was just Greg.
I just set him up. How do you feel about yourself now, Rich Thomas?
Awful.
I would, too, for misleading poor Emily. Look at the pickle puss on her. My goodness, but what a hairstyle.
Right? It's really great.
Yeah, it is hot.
It's the bee's knees over there.
It's really super fantastic.
All right, let's check out what we have pending on request. Accident witness, right? Weasel. And a song for moms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to play that dad joke comic again. Did you hear that? We opened the show.
Did you do it today when I walked into the spider web? Because then I probably didn't hear it.
No, it was a couple of days ago when you walked into something else. I forget. Everybody's an adventure with you.
My life is...
I know, and it's...
Nobody would believe me.
It's okay. I'm here. We're fine. You are fine. And always worth the wait. It's only a couple of minutes, for crying out loud. So don't worry about that. And believe me, the feeling is mucho.
Mucho.
You know where that's from?
No.
Doesn't anybody know where anything's from today?
No, I don't.
You don't know the Baby Ruth bar from Caddyshack?
I do know about where that's from.
I even know that. Believe it or
Good
not.
Good for you.
Look at me.
I'm
afternoon
so
cool point.
Yeah. By the way, you never gave the cool points.
I asked to give the cool points, and you gave me the hand.
I didn't give you the hand.
I mean, I've been with you since January.
I've never given you the hand.
It was the first time you were like, because you always say I'm fine to interrupt and stuff, and this was the first time you ever like, no.
I've gotten the hand before.
Like you did just a little half shake hand.
But you got to give him credit though, Emily. He's gentle with the hand.
He is. I mean, I wasn't upset about it. I just, then and there, I knew my place.
Mm.
And that was
we all
shut
have to learn.
My trap.
We all have to learn.
Rosie, I'm not really like this, what you're hearing here.
I understand.
No, you're benevolent.
Now, you were here earlier. I probably already asked you. Have you met?
Yes, we met at Baumhauer's, and we met downstairs again.
Rosie Brock is our special studio guest this afternoon. We met her at our Wednesday night roundtables gathering. And thank you for coming to that. And let everybody know that
great
has thought
people.
About coming to it, that it's fun, that it's
oh,
a good
yeah.
time.
Great people.
Can I twist your arm a little bit to sell that here, you know?
Just absolutely.
Without coercion that...
No. Well, the reason I decided to come was because I listen, you know, to the station. And you hear the people that call in. You get to know who they are.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like with me, you know, I've worked at the same place for 32 years, almost 33. And you know who you know. And you have the same habits and you do the same thing all the time and you think, you know, I need to meet you need to get out in the world and meet some people. And so I decided one time, I'd always thought about it. You talked about it, and I thought, I'm going to go. I'm going to go Wednesday night. And the people are great.
We hear from people all the time, well, I was going to go, and I think really, this is not like you're invading some private club.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's not a secret society or anything. It's just a lot of folks that get together and have a good time.
A lot
on
of
a
nice
Wednesday.
People.
We're sort of the local Illuminati. Wouldn't that be a valid analogy?
More like Dead Poet Society.
Okay, a Dead Poet Society.
All the poetry
but
readings.
When you come for the first time to our Wednesday night gatherings at Baumhauer's, just let us know so we can introduce you around. And this group will make you feel comfortable immediately.
It's like a very family inviting. Reunion every Wednesday.
Yeah, very inviting.
Very close, folks. Awesome.
7 minutes after 5 o'clock, what say we check in with Rich for the forecast?
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas weather.
The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue until around dark, and then overnight there could be a leftover shower or two, mostly cloudy, overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures around 90 both days, partly sunny skies, generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, 50% both days, low at night around 74. Then on Monday, a 50 to 60% chance of more storms, still humid, high 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog posts and weather videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
About 10 days till the big eclipse. In fact, 10 days from today, a week from Monday. And they're getting crazy, man. I mean, they're preparing like this is, like they know a volcano is going to blow up at a certain date and time, and everybody should be ready. This is so ridiculous.
It's an eclipse.
More than 1 million visitors expected to flood the state, so they're stocking up on rattlesnake bite. This is in Oregon. And getting ready for traumatic injuries and animals to just act weird. Well, if they keep this up, everybody that wants to see the eclipse,
you're going
to
be scared right out of your pants.
Why did a wolf howl? Did you lay down wolf bait or something?
No, that was Bailey.
Oh.
She was in a different kind of mood.
Under the spell of the eclipse.
I've never heard Bailey do that.
This is John DeVoe.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Joey.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Great. How are you?
Splendid.
I'm fine. We're having a meeting at the church this evening.
Yeah? What's that, the Church of the Eternal Time Loss Factor? Which church?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling, John. Do join us again.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look around the boulevard here, got a couple of hot spots. One right at 85, there's some backup on both sides of the interstate there, north and southbound on the boulevard. Also headed up toward Lagoon Park, there is a little bit of backup on the southbound side of the boulevard there. As we go downtown, Madison, down around the Capitol, there are some backups down there. Otherwise, everything is looking fairly decent. There might be a little something on South Boulevard right before you get to Troy Highway. Other than that, everything's looking pretty good. No big accidents, no big delays on the books at the moment. If you're in an accident, put the tiger on your side. The Vance Law Firm. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements. Or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
President Donald Trump gave Luther Strange his, quote, complete and total endorsement. Why? Because both President Trump and Luther Strange are fighting for us. They both took on the Republican establishment and won. And now Luther Strange is working with President Trump, fighting for our values.
I am Donald Trump's Alabama chair, and I support Luther Strange because he supports President Trump.
Luther Strange voted for Trump's conservative choice on the Supreme Court.
And Luther Strange has a plan to build Trump's border wall and enforce our laws.
Luther Strange, working with Donald Trump, working for Alabama conservatives.
I voted for Donald Trump. We need someone in the Senate who will work with Donald Trump. That's Luther Strange.
Support President Trump. Vote Luther Strange on Tuesday, August 15th. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Ugh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's gonna cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable! He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Brubaker! Brubaker! It's our biggest sale of the year during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery. We've acquired truckloads of extra inventory and additional staff to sell more than ever before. This week only, take $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months on almost every new car, truck, or SUV. Got a bump in your credit? That's okay. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Our biggest sale of the year, $12,000 off MSRP on every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab pickup or 0% APR financing up to 72 months. So what are you waiting for? This week only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance 3888 monthly per thousand finance, no sales plus tax, tag, title, and .fee. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yay!
Faces filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day?
Boots and stomp your cares away. Hip, hip, hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day.
Sorry.
Boring Day.
Thanks, Mr. Boodle.
You're welcome, chillins.
Look at you. You're just so proud of yourself.
Yeah, you know, I got to admit, I get a little sting whenever I play this. Because that's Janelle when she was about 12. We did commercials together, and we were goofing around in the studio, and I captured that, and I've used it ever since. And now my little girl's getting married. They're getting a house. House.
This is big time doings. Is it? I feel like it reflects poorly on me as a sister that I'm more excited about Janelle's nuptials than I am about my own sister's.
Oh my.
Well, I think, look. You're going to, as you go through, you're going to find those kinds of things, those kinds of choices. That's just the way life can be.
Mm-hmm.
Really can.
Man, I want to ask so many questions, but we have these microphones in front of us.
And I and I think the key to life is not just learning the intellectual practice of acceptance, but embracing it within your heart and soul.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Yes.
And you, aren't you working on a book on hope, Rose?
Yes. Well, it's done, actually. I'm getting ready to send it off to be self-published.
And how exciting.
Yes. Can you give us just, what inspired you to write a book about hope? And
Well, I've had a book in me for a long, long time, but I wanted it to be like a Nicholas Sparks type of, you know, novel. Mm-hmm. Novel. And, but the course that I took was for nonfiction, so I thought, well, the premise of the book was for hope, so I'll just write a book on hope. And I know so many people who have stories to tell, and basically the book is about people who have had catastrophic things happen to them in their lives, whether it was the death of a spouse, terminal diagnosis,
right,
all these different things, and they have faced the obstacles in head on, and they've overcome and come through the other side, and they're living vibrant lives and helping other people as a result of it. And
this is why I was so bitterly annoyed at Obama's campaign. Hope, hope, change, hope. You can't hand out hope.
No.
You, hope is, in my opinion, a self-generated feeling that comes with taking the right actions.
Yeah, you have to do, it doesn't just drop on you. You have to do things to get it generated on the inside of you. But
well, we'll look forward to seeing this.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we will have you back.
Yeah, I'll probably cry when I see the finished product.
That's a big deal.
It
look,
is. It is.
You know, I've felt like I've had a book in me. I'm not sure if it's a cartoon or a, you know, whatever.
We've said ever since I've been here that you need to write a book of your stories.
Yeah. Well, and that's how these are. They're stories.
For 15 years, I've written these monthly comedy magazine columns. Some are serious, but most of them are at least an attempt to be humorous. And so that's 12 times 15. That's almost, with 900 words per column plus, that's about 300 pages of text right there if I just pulled them all together and threaded these stories into some kind of a sequence. Here's Kevin.
Good afternoon, my friends. How are y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
Okay. I was going to give you a rain update. I got 3.5 inches last night.
Not surprised. We had, what area was that, by the way?
I live in College Grove. It's between Wears Ferry Road and Atlanta Highway behind that big Baptist church over here.
Yeah, that would make sense because the storms track from southwest to northeast, and the storms that came in over the airport and dumped almost 6 inches of rain there would have tracked towards your area.
It rained so hard, I couldn't get out to one of my hummingbird feeders. It rained so hard on one half of it, it washed all the hummingbird food out.
Holy
one God. Side. And it's halfway full of water this morning.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to check. Water. We had a couple of those in the yard. We have two hummingbirds that visit it, and we've named them. Are you ready for this? Seals and Crofts.
Oh.
Oh, my.
How cute.
Oh, no. Goodness.
Doesn't that
I've got about 4 or 5. Boy, and they fight like mad dogs over those things.
Yeah, just so far, just these two, and they're just amazing creatures to watch. I mean, they're so fast.
They really are.
But when they want to put on the brakes and put their beak in that feeder, man, it's amazing.
So if two bluebirds show up in your neck of the woods, will they be hauling oats?
Oh, yes. Yes.
There you go.
I got one of these little red-headed wrens will sit down on it and drink the water out of it. I mean, the hummingbird food. Little red-headed wrens. Get out of here.
You got to watch out for those redheads, man.
Yeah, I know. All right, man. Sorry I didn't see y'all last Wednesday night, but we'll make it next week.
Kevin, hey, you want to be a Bomb Hours Big Shot?
319.
You're in. Thanks for the call. We've had a lot of calls. We just haven't had a lot of people register for the Big Shot contest. And stop. You can win this thing.
And Cooter!
What the hell? Really?
Cooter, where are you? You're the winner.
I am shocked by this.
Me too.
I'm shocked.
But part of me is being suspicious. Would you be surprised if he called up at 5:55 on Tuesday?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just to keep, he's doing this to.
No, he might do it at like 3:05 on Wednesday.
Be too late.
It will be too late then. So Cooter, you better call us
before 6 p.m. Tuesday. Kenny from Maxwell.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen and ladies.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How is everyone? I think I saw. I know that's Peyton who's screening the call.
Yes, Peyton.
So was she there the other night with her mom?
Yes.
Okay, so that's who Peyton and I know. I can put a face with a name.
Yes.
It was really good seeing everybody there tonight.
We had a really nice turnout. That was, again, I love Wednesday nights. I look forward to it. That's my social night for the week, really.
It truly is.
Because
it was very refreshing, Phil.
And all I got to do is drive up the street a few blocks, and man, they're there.
Well, and you prove that you don't have to go out every night to be a social butterfly. You flourish.
And you never.
Yeah, I apologize. I saw Joey. I just didn't get a chance to say hi to him.
Yeah, I was in and out. I had to go visit my grandfather afterwards.
Yeah, I saw you real quick, and then the beep's gone. But anyway, since it's close to the half an hour, if no one has requested the owners of the country, I think it's a good day to hear about that one.
Okay, I agree.
You guys have a great yeah.
I think it's especially pertinent in the ongoing Trump Mitch McConnell.
Oh, tropical waves off the coast of Africa. Will it make it to the Bay of Campeche?
No, you got to say it right. It's the Bay of Campeche. Thanks, Kenny.
All right, have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. 5:24 is the time. Who do we have on line three? It's the mystery. We're going to take a really quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margarites, and we have big news to tell you about. Our lease is coming up, and we decided we are going to move our store and give you a brand new Margarites starting about in November in Pepper Street Shops on Vaughan Road. So meanwhile, we are going to have a moving sale. Margarites said, sell it all. Our moving sale has started now, and it goes from 10 in the morning till 7 at night, Monday through Saturday, Sunday from 12 to 5. Come in for Margarites moving sale. You will never see jewelry prices this low.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a guy from the north side. He's got screwed up hair. First time I seen his body. Kinda look like a pair. He's gotta have big rockets that he shoots in the air. Has to make up for the fact that he's tiny down there. Body like a fat load, he is gonna get owned. He will feel the slap from the back of our hand. Kim's got Trump's attention, need an intervention, or there'll be a sale on Korean land. What the hell is his problem? Wears a bus driver suit. If he doesn't stop it, yup, gonna feel our boot. If he thinks he's scary, we just have to say he ain't seen Trump's hair on a windy day. Body like a fat load, he is gonna get owned. Rockets falling down just as fast as they can. Yep, Kim's got our attention. He'll want intervention.
So far today, he hasn't fired any rockets. It's all Request Friday on Happy Hour.
What I have done is I have figured out what a mom would say in a 24-hour period, and I have condensed it to 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So strap on your seatbelt. Here we go. Get up now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes and your shoes, hear the words I said. Get up now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take your vitamins so you will grow up one day to be big and tough. Remember, the orthodontist will be seeing you at 3 teeth. Don't forget, your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, chew slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, play outside, don't play rough, would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make a bed, do it now, do we have all day? Were you born in a barn, would you like some hay? Can you even hear a word I say? Hey, get off the phone. Don't sit so close, turn it down. No texting at the table. No more computer time tonight. Your iPod's my iPod if you don't listen up. Where are you going? Me, close your mouth when you chew, we'd appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Eat the food I put up on your plate. Get an A, get a door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, I'll count two, three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a go.
I know her first name is Anita, but I can never remember her last name. That's always been one of our most requested things over the years here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, or as we're calling it this afternoon, Full House.
It's been like musical chairs, because I heard the Georgia Floors fella.
Yeah, Jeff Balance.
On my way back. And
don't forget that Mom Expo tomorrow at the Renaissance. It's free. Not only is Georgia Floors going to be there and doing some giveaways, but Montgomery Eye Physicians are going to be there as well. And they're doing LASIK screenings. And if you have your screening done there tomorrow between 10 and 4, they're booth 301, you'll get a card with a discount on a LASIK procedure. That's only tomorrow, though. And they're also doing a grand prize giveaway as well. So I'm glad to see that two of our stalwart and most supportive people are going to be part of that. at the Renaissance.
Are we loaded up on requests?
We are. Let's see.
Because I always get tickled whenever I hear the Joey dating thing. And I know that I'll
text, date?
Yeah, I'll text you and tell you to play it because it cracks me up.
Oh, we don't have to wait for that.
Go for it.
No, that's one of my personal favorites,
I demand
too.
You play it right now.
It's here. My mystery date.
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date?
Joey.
Don't be late.
Open the door. Will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's mystery dating.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
That's what I now that I'm here and I'm thinking about it, I always want to hear where that bit came from. Like, were you in a rant when that happened?
Yeah, would you like me to bend over so it's easier to blow smoke up there? I said something like that.
In, like, on your Saturday show or in here or your afterthought show?
I think I was guest hosting for
Greg. It perfectly describes Joey, though. Fun.
Let's get nuts.
And surprises.
Whoa, what a surprise!
All right, on the request, let's see. We, did we ever play Save the Planet?
No, we didn't.
I got to play that Kenny from Maxwell. I promised somebody Carlin Save the Planet. I should have thought to tell you that. And we've got Dr. Sigmund Azebo, who is a perennial favorite. And we have been checking the accident witness, so we got to get those three in before we do anything else this afternoon. And we've been following TMZ.com, hoping against hope for an update on the Taylor Swift butt-grabbing trial. But right now, there is no development. I don't know if it's gone to the jury or what. But if anything breaks, when you see news in the making, whatever it is they say on those silly news stations from long ago. At 5:33, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not much going on. We do see one accident. It's on 85 northbound, and it looks to be right around in front of Alabama State, right around Arbus Street. So watch out for that one. The Yabba Dabba Doo crowd could get all tied up in that one. There could be a real backup there. But right now, nothing's going on with it. It's all clear, all through there. So just be careful. Watch out for the accident itself. Around the boulevard, still some slow spots on the Eastern Boulevard as you go past I-85 all the way up to Atlanta Highway. Everything else looks pretty good on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway itself looks okay. Don't see anything on the 31s, and it looks a lot like Taylor and Vaughn are okay. The number one selling car in America for 15 years straight is the Toyota Camry. You can purchase, not lease, a new 2017 Camry for as low as $299 per month at Reinhardt Toyota. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. Reinhardt Toyota. Just sign and drive. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
News Talk 93.1 FM, all Joey, all the time.
I think you should go back to your seat now, Joey.
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
Lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss.
Joey.
A car.
Would you like me to bend over so it's easier to blow smoke up there?
You're lovely to look at, thrilling to hold you, terribly tight.
And it bites.
Oh, we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight.
I'm fed up.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Effective June 2017, there's been an increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Hazard endorsement required. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The risk for scattered evening thunderstorms will continue until around dark. And then overnight, there could be a leftover shower or two. Mostly cloudy, overnight low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, high temperatures around 90 both days. Partly sunny skies, generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, 50% both days. Low at night around 74. Then on Monday, a 50 to 60% chance of more storms. Still humid, high 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. It has push notifications for watches and warnings, plus access to all my blog posts and weather videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. For computer repair or service on Macs and PCs. Need accessories, parts, sales, or service? See High-Tech. Get 10% off and mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club. So you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money, big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama license 92244.
President Donald Trump gave Luther Strange his, quote, complete and total endorsement. Why? Because both President Trump and Luther Strange are fighting for us. They both took on the Republican establishment and won. And now Luther Strange is working with President Trump, fighting for our values.
I am Donald Trump's Alabama chair, and I support Luther Strange because he supports President Trump.
Luther Strange voted for Trump's conservative choice on the Supreme Court.
And Luther Strange has a plan to build Trump's border wall and enforce our laws.
Luther Strange, working with Donald Trump, working for Alabama conservatives.
I voted for Donald Trump. We need someone in the Senate who will work with Donald Trump. That's Luther Strange.
Support President Trump. Vote Luther Strange on Tuesday, August 15th. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4HealthyPets. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com is where you can find them online. They are located in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center up the hill from Faulkner University, where the old Skate Haven was. 4HealthyPets has frozen, raw, and gently cooked pet foods and treats. And this month, 4HealthyPets is highlighting the Primal Pet Foods. Also available in freeze-dried formulas. Primal dog and cat foods and treats are made with USDA-eligible grade ingredients. Primal Pet Foods is chock full of essential vitamins and minerals that come directly from the ingredients, the way nature intended. 4HealthyPets also has raws, canned dog and cat food. Buy one, get one free this month. And I want to highlight Amber's grooming for just a moment over at 4HealthyPets. She uses only the highest quality ingredients and products. She uses Tame It by Chris Christensen, wonderful pet shampoo. Helps bring long, frizzy coats under control. If you want to try the product at home, they have the Tame It trial kits for sale in the store. Remember, you don't have to shave it. You can tame it. That is 4HealthyPets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Start your own color party with colors like Champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Why we love the country music community? Their passion for hometowns. Because at Country Inns and Suites, at home is how we want every guest to feel. That's why we offer complimentary comforts, such as hot breakfast every morning, a Wi-Fi connection, and coffee around the clock. Plus, our spacious rooms are the perfect place to relax and unwind. Our home is always open to you and your family. Book your next stay at countryinns.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Catching up on All Request Friday.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything.
You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas, worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90%, way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, are gone. Whee! They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that.
George Carlin, by request, 542. Sorry, Kenny, I'm going to have to, I owe you an owner's by Carlin. We'll try and get that on for you maybe Monday if you call and you're listening. You were saying, Emily, we are on the air.
Oh, what was I saying?
You said you needed to take off.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, yeah. you know, I do the morning show. I don't do the afternoon show.
I know.
I'm not as
it's been so fun to have you here with us today.
I really appreciate you letting me come in, and Peyton let me kick her out of her chair. She was so gracious about it.
Peyton's a good kid.
And I got to hear the Joey songs, and that always makes me chuckle.
Yeah, me too. And he gets a big kick out of them, don't you, Joey?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I found his hot libertarian article, read it, got a good laugh out of it, too. No, I wasn't laughing at you, Joey.
I was laughing at...
Oh, was that when you were selected as one of the hottest libertarians in America?
Yeah.
First line is, not much is known about Joey Clark, but those dreamy eyes...
That's how I like it.
Boy, and look at the car he drives now.
Why is he so pensive and always moody?
544.
I would like to think that I have nothing that rivals that, I don't think.
Let's say hi to Crawdad.
Maybe on bathroom walls.
Crawdad.
Good afternoon, TGIF.
Yes.
Joey likes this group, comedy group called the Mighty Boosh.
As do I.
Yeah, so yeah.
And he's not alone in that.
And I was thinking of something that I found that I liked a lot was a group, a Canadian comedy troupe out of Canada called the Frantics. And they would do great stuff. They, you know, they were like Monty Python's Flying Circus, sort of.
Mm.
And the Frantics, a great, great bunch. Emily, have you ever heard of Harry Enfield from BBC?
It doesn't ring a bell. Off the top
women
of my head.
Know your limits.
Oh, yes. That we played that clip. Women know your limits.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I need to be put in my place.
Yeah, it's
and,
just, you
know, role.
You just love little kittens. You know, they're so warm and fuzzy.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I know that. We've played that. Whenever I get out of line, that's played to remind me of my role.
They've got some other stuff in there. One of them is, women, please, for God's sake, don't drive. Anyway, I just want to say hi, and if you had a chance to throw that out there, that's a real fun one to listen to.
Well, you know what? We have just enough time to wedge that in.
Awesome.
And I was able to do that because I called in the wedgement. Here it is. Thank you, It's great humor like that has propelled all these years in the radio business. Women know your limits.
Sonny, you have a little on your nose.
An ordinary dinner party. The sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women. Aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh. They're delightful.
Yeah.
But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
I think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
Then we're going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing.
Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
And I'm pleased to report to everybody listening that I've had three incredible women in the studio with me this afternoon. From Peyton Jolly, who's been interning with us on Fridays all summer long. Of course, Emily from The Morning Show. And Rosie Brock, who has worked in radio, has a book that's being self-published shortly. Right. When that's ready, we certainly hope you'll come back. Have you had a good time?
Yes, I loved it.
But what I'm really proud of, Joey, is that none of the three offered a wild and dangerous opinion.
It was remarkable.
Give us a minute.
Yeah, I was about to say, you just ruined it.
It's a respect thing because, like I said, this is not my show. I just popped in. Not that I have my own show, but I'm on with you in the morning, and that's where I can be sassy and hit Jay when I get angry about things. It's okay. You're not rude. You're not Jay.
Here's Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Good afternoon, handsome gentlemen and beautiful
you,
ladies.
Oh, hello.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, Peyton. I told you I'd call today, okay, because you had told me Wednesday night that you would have to go back to school. Greg, I love seeing you Wednesday night, and thank you for letting me give you a hug. Joey, I had a glance at you, but I was stuffing my face at that time.
Oh, I understand that.
And I knew you had to go see your grandfather, okay?
Okay.
But I love you guys. I love the show. Greg, did you get to see anything this morning of that clip on Fox and Friends where they had this college professor who has done away with safe places?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the college, but they interviewed him, and he had given each one of them, Steve and Ainsley and Pete was there this morning, he gave every one of them a T-shirt. It was a black one, and the front of it said, "This is college, not a daycare center."
Yeah. Well,
boom. Oh, yeah.
That's wonderful.
I thought that was awesome, but I was kind of hoping that you had caught that, you know?
I will look it up. Thanks for the heads up on that.
I hope you guys have a great weekend. Greg, I'm listening all the time to everybody. And please get out and vote Tuesday.
Appreciate that. By the way, one of the lead stories on FoxNews.com is establishment pick, Trump, riles conservative media with Alabama senatorial choice, meaning Luthra, who still has he shown any evidence that he can drink from a coffee mug?
No, he can't. You can't trust people that can't commit to drinking coffee. Whether it be regular coffee or maybe they have to drink decaf because of health reasons, but they still love the coffee bean. How are you going to hold a coffee mug, bring it to your lips 6 times, and never take a sip of it? Also, why are you going to leave that diner with a to-go cup, Luther? Because you didn't drink it in there? You're not going to drink it on your way home. I'm sure you're going to spill it on your fancy pants shirt. Meanwhile, Mo Brooks can drink from a coffee mug. That's all I'm saying.
If you have a contrasting or opposing point of view,
screw off.
All right. It's 5:50. Let's get Dr. Sigmund Azebo in.
Hello?
Mrs. Lord, good day to you. How do you do?
All right.
Good. This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I call on the behalf of the school board in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
I called to ask you about your boy because he go back to the school this week. Am I correct? He go back to the Inslee High School. I have down here on my paper.
Yes.
And they say that the boy is fine, but they suspect that you have, that maybe the boy get the violence and the anger from you because they have me to call you so I can schedule you for a brain examination because they suspect that either you or the boy has cranial stenosis.
What is that?
That is crazy. It makes you crazy. It makes you very bad temper.
I'm a crazy parent.
That is what the school tell me. You do not come to the doctor's office to get checked out. We cannot let your boy back in the school.
Okay, then he just won't be back in the school?
Do not raise voice at me. Ma'am, I am doctor.
Doctor who?
Doctor Azibo. Doctor Sidman Azibo. I'm from the Nigeria. Please respect me, ma'am.
I won't give a where you from? You don't call here talking about somebody damn crazy calling. He'll come back. He must be crazy because his mama kind of crazy. She needs brain surgery.
Yes, ma'am. The American black women. That is what you do. You get so angry so quick because you drink the liquor. You get angry. You get
because you drink the liquor.
Yes, ma'am. That is what's wrong with American women.
Wrong with you?
Now, Miss Lord, what time is good for me to come? Because you obviously need the medicine. I have the medicine here for you, for your brain.
Well, you come bring me the medicine for my brain to my house.
What is that?
You got the number yourself. You should have the address.
I bring the medicine with a Nigerian whooping right behind him.
Okay, but you bring your Nigerian whooping, and I got a whooping for your ass. Come on.
Don't you start with me, Miss Lord.
You don't call here with no
I will smack you in the mouth. I will walk out, shut up, and I will put the move on you, baby.
Will you? I move on. I abacadabra move on.
Your son is going to be just like he's going to be just like you, and you're all going to.
If my son is going to be just like me, he's going to be all right.
You and your son will go to the club together and chase me.
Yourself, old sister.
I'm not.
This some old sister. I'm not crazy.
I'm not sick. You were calling me doctor.
Call me nurse.
Call you crazy because that is how you act. You act like you're crazy. You act like you're stuck.
That's all of Dr. Sidman Azibo we have time for at 5:53.
Come on!
Peyton, you wanted to do a shout out?
Yes. Okay, so Sunday is a special day in our house. The baby sister, Baby Jolly, turned 16.
Oh.
So, you know, I was forced to give her a birthday shout out, even though we've done it anyway.
I think it's cool. And you've certainly earned, with all your hard work for us over the last number of months, the right to do that birthday shout out.
Thank you.
And I hope she caught it. That's the thing. And this is a broadcasting lesson deep down, mm-hmm. just from experience. I can't tell you how many times I've been asked to do a shout out or an acknowledgement, and then I run into the person. Did you hear it? No.
See, I get my mom shout outs all the time up in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it'll be something, she'll know I'm talking about her. And she'll be like, I was like, did you hear it? She goes, no, sorry.
Yeah, you'll probably run into that from time to time throughout your career. 5:54. Oh, my goodness, Timmy, we are so out of time. I want to do one more mention for Delk and Tomlinson Attorney at Laws. They specialize in making men matter and helping men through matters of divorce, where they go in many cases feeling like the law and society are against them at the get-go. There's a presumption that it's their fault. Well, divorce is a gut punch, and it's not a game. It's not a win-or-lose scenario. What it is something where you're far better off finding good advocates like Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and letting them handle all of it. Let them be your advocates. You stay out to whatever extent is possible, and let them put together an agreement that's fair and equitable, and an agreement enforceable by law that guarantees you every single second of time that you're entitled to with the kids and custody if that's an issue. You'll want them on your side. That you leave the marriage with your fair share of mutually accumulated assets and spare you the mental anguish of being in the pit where these things are fought, because everything comes out on the table in a divorce. If you need further reference, visit the testimonials at Delk and Tomlinson's website, divorceformenalabama.com. If you know somebody that's struggling, they may need better representation or a change of representation. Recommend Delk and Tomlinson to them. All the information you need is at divorceformenalabama.com. Well, let me thank you, Rosie, for joining us today and being a part of the show.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you did, and we will be having you back.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We told you about an accident a little while ago. That was at Doster Road and Highway 82 in Prattville. That has turned into something of a stain over there in Prattville. The 5 p.m. update at this point, this has turned into a three-car motor vehicle accident involving a hit and run. And both roads are blocked. Doster Road and Highway 82 are both blocked, and it is considered a hit and run situation. So that turned into a little bit more than we thought it was going to be. So watch out for that. A lot of activity over there. On this side of the river, everything looks okay. Interstate systems are all right. Don't see anything on the Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31. All that looking real good. Start your app development career now. Trenum State is launching a new curriculum to create and develop apps for Apple mobile devices. Registration is August 16th and 17th. Classes begin August 18th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The legendary voice and co-founder of the rock group Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, and the Night Flyers, coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, playing all his solo hits and favorites from the Steely Dan collection, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, August 14th. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the Impact Box Office, or by calling 800-745-3000. Donald Fagen and the Night Flyers, sponsored by Impact.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first home homebuyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time homebuyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time homebuyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
May I see your health insurance card, please?
Oh, I left it at home.
Delay of game on the patient.
Ooh, that's going to cost him.
Wait, he's challenging the play.
But why is he pulling out his phone?
He's using the Alabama Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. His insurance card is right there.
Unbelievable. He turned what looked like a busted play into a huge gain.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. We cover what matters. Proud sponsor of college football. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman.